Hey everyone, welcome back. We're doing a deep dive today into Autobahn Performance, this auto repair shop in Peabody, Massachusetts. You sent over this Better Business Bureau article, and I gotta say, it's not your typical car shop story. So what got your eye about this one?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about how businesses can stand out,
I didn't
in
know
these
that.
crowded markets. And this article just jumped out at me. It seems like Autobahn is doing something really different,
Okay, so let's break that down. The article really highlights that Autobahn Performance is a family-run business led by Rick Hetherington. And get this, his love for cars started young. We're talking building a 1932 Ford pickup truck at 15 years old.
Whoa, that's impressive. That's not just some hobby, That's
Yeah,
dedication.
and the fact that this
Design.
truck is still in their showroom today really says something about their roots. It's like a piece of their history is right there, reading customers. Yeah. You know what I found really fascinating? He's also worked on a 1929 Model A truck, a 68 Corvette, even a DeLorean. So clearly, this isn't just a job for him, it's a passion. I wonder if that translates into how they treat their customers' cars.
That's a great question. And the article kind of hints at that. They offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty on all their services. I don't know a lot of shops that go that far.
Yeah, that's a bold move, for sure. Suggests they're really confident in the quality of their work.
Exactly. But it goes beyond just fixing the car. They return vehicles cleaned and vacuumed. It's like that extra touch you'd expect at a high-end dealership,
Yeah.
not necessarily a local repair shop.
Oh, tell me about it. I had this terrible experience once where I got my car back, and it was actually dirtier than when I dropped it off. It's called a turnoff. So this Autobahn approach, it's definitely interesting.
What's interesting is they seem to understand that car repair can be stressful. People worry about cost, about their cars being in someone else's hands. By going above and beyond, Autobahn is trying to alleviate those concerns, build trust right from the start.
And it seems to be working. The article mentions customers hanging out in their waiting area long after their cars are ready. Now, I don't know about you, but I usually can't wait to get out of those places.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. Most auto shop waiting rooms are, shall we say, utilitarian. But Autobahn has created something completely different. They have two distinct waiting areas.
Yeah, the rainforest room definitely caught my eye. Murals, a turtle pond, even parrots. It sounds more like a theme park attraction than a place to wait for your car.
It's definitely unexpected. But think about the psychology of it. It creates a buzz. People tell their friends. It's a marketing tactic in itself. And even if parrots aren't your thing, they have a second area with leather couches, a fireplace, even snacks.
So they're turning what's usually a dreaded experience into something enjoyable. Pretty smart. But I have to ask, wouldn't all this fancy stuff add to their overhead costs?
You'd think so. And the article does mention they face challenges with rising costs, especially post-pandemic. But they also highlight that Autobahn has broadened their services. While initially known for high-performance work, they now service all makes and models.
Makes sense. Not everyone drives a sports car. Did they have to sacrifice any specialization
Right.
to make that shift?
It doesn't seem so. They still emphasize their expertise, particularly in engine tuning and performance upgrades. So they're attracting a wider customer base without diluting their brand. And speaking of adapting to the times, they've also incorporated technology in an interesting way. They offer complimentary Uber rides to customers.
Wouldn't that eat into their profits? I mean, Uber rides aren't exactly cheap these days.
It's a valid concern, but think of it as an investment in customer convenience. They're removing a potential barrier for people who rely on their cars for their daily commute.
I see your point. It's about exceeding expectations, making the whole process as painless as possible. But even with all these bells and whistles, running a business isn't easy. The pandemic hit everyone hard.
Absolutely. And the article specifically mentions how Rick Hetherington chose to keep his entire staff employed during COVID, even though it was a financially difficult time. It really speaks to a certain level of commitment to his employees and to the community as a whole.
That's a powerful statement. And it's interesting because the article goes on to talk about their community involvement, right?
Yeah, they work with local schools,
Yes.
police and fire departments, even national charities like
Yeah.
Wounded Warriors and Special Olympics. This isn't just a business operating in a vacuum. They're really woven into the fabric of their community.
So we're seeing a pattern here, aren't we? They're investing in your employees, their customers, their community. It's almost like
Like they're building a brand based on more than just fixing cars. It's about values,
right.
creating a positive impact. And that's reflected in their Better Business Bureau accreditation, which they've held since 2019.
That's a fascinating approach, and I'm starting to see why you found this article so intriguing. So far, we've seen how Autobahn is challenging the traditional image of an auto repair shop. But the question is, can a business really thrive long-term by putting customer experience above all else?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, the article doesn't give us all the answers, but what it does offer is a glimpse into a business that's trying something different, something bold. And I think there's a lot to learn from that, regardless of the industry you're in.
I agree. So let's dig a little deeper. The article mentions their customer referral program, but with so many online review platforms these days, is word of mouth marketing really that relevant anymore?
You know, that's a question I've been grappling with myself. Right. And I'm actually seeing a trend where word of mouth is becoming even more valuable in the digital age.
Really? Why is that? I would thought online reviews would be king now.
Well, think about it. We're bombarded with information online, ad-sponsored posts. It's hard to know what's genuine, but a recommendation from someone you trust that cuts through the noise.
Makes sense. Like that saying, people trust people.
Exactly. And when you think about Autobahn's referral program, it's brilliant. They're essentially incentivizing their happiest customers. Spread the word. Organic marketing at its finest.
And it plays into that community vibe they've built. They're not just relying on algorithms or paid ads. They're leveraging genuine connections. But let's go back to their expansion to all car models. Was that a risky move? Diluting their specialty?
It could have been. But remember, they've maintained their reputation for high performance work. They're known for those specific areas, like engine tuning. So they're signaling, we can handle your everyday car, and we've got the chops for the serious stuff.
It's like they're covering all the bases, appealing to a wider audience, without sacrificing their core competency, smart.
And it ties back to that customer-centric approach. You know, they're not just saying, we only fix this type of car. They're saying, what do you need? How can we help?
It's subtle, but it's an important distinction. Okay, so they've got the skills, the passion, the community focus. But this whole waiting room concept, it's bold. But is it too out there? Will it alienate some customers?
It's a good question. It definitely won't appeal to everyone. Some people just want a basic quiet space. But remember, they have two waiting areas. The rainforest room is for those who want that unique experience, something to talk about. The other room caters to those who prefer a more traditional setting.
So they're not forcing it on anyone. It's about providing options, catering to different personalities. Right. It's almost like market segmentation for waiting rooms.
Exactly. They're recognizing that even within a seemingly niche market like car repair, there are diverse preferences, and they're trying to cater to those nuances.
I'm really starting to see why this business model is so intriguing. They're not just fixing cars. They're thinking about the entire customer journey, every touch point. But it's easy to get caught up in these flashy stuff, the rainforest rooms of the world. Do we have any indication of how their actual repair work stacks up?
Well, the article doesn't go into technical specifics, but they do emphasize that Autobahn uses state-of-the-art equipment, and their technicians are highly trained. And remember that warranty, that's a strong signal of confidence.
It's like they're backing up their talk with a real commitment. But even with the best intentions, there are always challenges. This article mentioned rising costs, the impact of the pandemic.
Right. And those are factors every business has to contend with. What's interesting here is how Autobahn has responded. Instead of cutting corners or raising prices drastically, they found ways to adapt and innovate. The expansion to all car models, the Uber rides, it's all about finding creative solutions.
It's like they're saying, we're not going to let external pressures compromise our values or the quality of our service.
Exactly. And that takes us back to that core question. Can a business thrive by prioritizing customer experience? Above all else, the article doesn't definitively answer that. But what it does show us is a business that's betting on it. They're putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak.
And so far, it seems to be paying off. They've got a loyal customer base, community support, and a reputation for excellence. It's a compelling case study, that's for sure.
I agree. And you know, it makes me wonder if this approach can work for a car, traditionally gritty industry, like car repair. What other fields could benefit from it?
That's a good question. What comes to mind for you?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about healthcare lately. Waiting rooms are notoriously stressful.
Right.
What if hospitals and clinics adopted some of these principles?
Imagine a doctor's office with that rainforest room vibe, kids would actually want to go to the pediatrician.
Right. Or think about elder care facilities. Could we create spaces that feel more like homes than institutions?
It's a fascinating thought experiment. Taking these principles of customer centricity, community focus, and applying them to industries that traditionally haven't prioritized those aspects.
Exactly. And it's not just about aesthetics or superficial perks. It's about a fundamental shift in mindset. It's about understanding that people, whether they're customers, patients, or residents, crave connection, comfort, and respect.
And that's something Audubon Performance seems to understand intuitively. They've created a business model that's both profitable and purpose-driven.
Yeah.
It's a powerful company.
Absolutely. And you know what makes me think back to that? Customer hanging out in the waiting room long after his car was ready. Maybe it wasn't just about the free snacks or the parrots.
What are you getting at?
Maybe it was about feeling welcomed, valued, part of something bigger than just a transaction. Maybe that's the real secret sauce here.
I like that. It's not just about the bells and whistles. It's about the underlying human connection.
Right. And that's something we can all learn from, regardless of what field we're in.
I agree. It seems like Audubon has stumbled upon something profound. But it's not all sunshine and roses, right? The article also mentioned challenges they faced, especially with the recent economic climate.
Absolutely. They've had to grapple with rising costs, supply chain issues, all the things that keep business owners up at night.
And yet, they've persevered, they've adapted, innovated, and stayed true to their core values.
It's a reminder that success isn't always about avoiding challenges. It's about how you respond to them.
And in Audubon's case, they've responded with resilience, creativity, and a commitment, putting people first.
I think that's a powerful lesson for all of us, whether we're running a business, leading a team, or just navigating our own lives. It's about finding that balance between pragmatism and purpose.
Well said. So we've explored Audubon's unique business model, their customer-centric approach, their community focus, and their ability to weather storms.
Mm.
But there's one element we haven't touched on yet, their online presence.
Ah, yes. In today's digital age, a strong online presence is crucial for any business. And I have to say, Audubon's website is quite impressive.
Really? What stands out to you?
Well, firstly, it's visually appealing and easy to navigate. They've got high-quality photos of their work, clear descriptions of their services, and testimonials from satisfied customers.
Like they've taken that same attention to detail they apply to their car repairs.
Yeah.
And translated it to their online presence.
Exactly. And they've also got a blog where they share informative articles and tips on car maintenance. It's a great way to establish themselves as experts and provide value to potential customers.
So they're not just using their website as a digital brochure.
Yeah.
They're actually creating content that's engaging and helpful.
Right. And they've got a strong social media presence as well. They regularly post updates on their projects, share behind-the-scenes glimpses of their shop, and engage with their followers.
It's like they're inviting people into their world, creating a sense of community online as well as offline.
Exactly. And they're using social media.
Yeah.
To promote their events and specials, which is a smart way to reach a wider audience.
So they're not just relying on traditional marketing methods. They're embracing the digital landscape and using it to their advantage.
Absolutely. And I think it's a testament to their adaptability and willingness to evolve with the times. They're not afraid to embrace new technologies and platforms.
Because they're saying, we're a traditional business with a modern mindset.
Exactly. And I think that's a key ingredient for success in today's ever-changing world.
Well, I have to say, this deep dive into Audubon Performance has been incredibly insightful.
I agree. They're a fascinating case study in how to build a successful business that's both profitable and purpose-driven.
And they've given us a lot to think about in terms of customer experience, community engagement, and the power of human connection.
Absolutely. And you know what makes me wonder? If this approach can work for a traditionally gritty industry, like car repair, what other fields could benefit from it?
Hmm, that's a good question. What comes to mind for you?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about healthcare lately. Waiting rooms are notoriously stressful.
Right.
What if hospitals and clinics adopted some of these principles?
Imagine a doctor's office with that rainforest room vibe. Kids would actually want to go to the pediatrician.
Right. Or think about elder care facilities. Could we create spaces that feel more like homes than institutions.
It's a fascinating thought experiment. Taking these principles of customer centricity, community focus, and applying them to industries that traditionally haven't prioritized those aspects.
Exactly. And it's not just about aesthetics or superficial perks. It's about a fundamental shift in mindset. It's about understanding that people, whether they're customers, patients, or residents, crave connection, comfort, and respect.
And that's something Audubon Performance seems to understand intuitively. They've created a business model that's both profitable and purpose-driven. It's a powerful combination.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder that success isn't just about the bottom line. It's about making a positive impact on the world.
Well said. So what are the key takeaways we want our listeners to remember about Audubon Performance?
For me, it's the power of combining passion, expertise, and a genuine care for people. They've shown that it's possible to be successful while staying true to your values and treating people with respect.
Beautifully put. And I'd add that their story is a reminder that even in challenging times, it's possible to thrive by focusing on what truly matters, building genuine connections, and making a positive impact on the world.
Absolutely. Audubon Performance is a shining example of how a business can be a force for good.
Well, this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive into the world of Audubon Performance.
I agree. It's been a pleasure exploring their story and uncovering the secrets to their success.
And I'm sure our listeners are just as inspired by their journey as we are.
I have no doubt.
So we've seen how Audubon Performance has built this remarkable business. But I keep coming back to that central question. Can this level of customer focus really be a sustainable model?
It's the question any business owner would ask.
Right.
Is it all just a feel-good story, or is there something replicable here?
Exactly. I mean, they're in a pretty specific niche. You know, car repair, it's essential. But it's not exactly a luxury market where people are willing to pay top dollar just for the experience.
That's where it gets interesting. You know, they're not charging exorbitant prices, the article mentions. They're competitive within their market. So they're finding a way to make this work financially while going above and beyond.
Which suggests it's not just about throwing money at the problem.
Yeah.
It's about a mindset shift. Prioritizing the human element, even in small ways, can make a big difference.
I think that's key. Like the Uber rides, for example. It's not a huge expense, but it removes a pain point for customers, shows them you value their time. It builds loyalty. That goes beyond just the service itself.
It's like they're saying, we're not just fixing your car. We're making your life a little easier. And that's powerful.
Absolutely. And that kind of thinking can be applied to any industry. Imagine a doctor's office that sends appointment reminders through a friendly text message, or a bank that has a comfortable lounge area where you can actually enjoy waiting for your turn.
Oh, I would definitely spend more time at the bank if they had comfy chairs and free coffee. But seriously, it's about rethinking those mundane touch points and finding ways to
inject a little humanity into them.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be extravagant. You know, it's about understanding your customers' needs and finding creative, often small ways to meet them. Audubon seems to have mastered this. They've created an environment where people feel valued, appreciated, almost like they're part of a community.
And that sense of community extends beyond their customer base, their involvement with local schools, charities. It all contributes to their reputation as a business that cares.
It's like they're weaving themselves into the fabric of their town. People aren't just going there to get their car fixed. They're supporting a business that's actively making their community a better place.
And that's a powerful differentiator in today's market. You know, consumers are increasingly conscious of where they spend their money. They want to support businesses that align with their values.
So Audubon's success isn't just a fluke. It's a testament to a carefully crafted business strategy that prioritizes people, both internally and externally.
I couldn't have said it better myself. They've shown that a focus on customer experience, community engagement, and employee well-being isn't just good for morale. It's good for business.
It's a compelling case study, that's for sure. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one big takeaway you hope our listener walks away with?
I think it's this. Regardless of what industry you're in, success isn't just about the bottom line. It's about building genuine connections, fostering a sense of community, and leaving the world a little better than you found it.
Beautifully said. And Audubon Performance is a shining example of how to do just that. So for all you listeners out there, take a page from their playbook. find ways to inject a little humanity into your work, build relationships that go beyond transactions, and never underestimate the power of a genuine smile and a helping hand.
And if you ever find yourself in Peabody, Massachusetts, with a car in need of repair, you know where to go.
Indeed. But even if you're miles away, let Audubon's story inspire you to think differently, to challenge the status quo, and to find ways to make your own corner of the world a little brighter.
Well said. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.